Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy always had dirt under his fingernails. I guess that was the way everyone could tell. He was an honest working man. He made his living off the land. And every Sunday he came here and prayed for rain. He prayed for rain. He'd say, Holy Father, holy water, release the seed for the children. Oh, not so much for me. In your name, I pray for rain. Moses never set foot in the promised land, but he still walked on faith right to the end. And on the day that Daddy went home, I knew Moses wasn't alone. As I stood on broken ground, I prayed.
And that you heard was Pray for Rain by Austin Hicks. Hello, I'm your host, Andrew. Thank you all so much for joining us this evening. And it's such a pleasure to always be with you. I was rushing around trying to get the show on the air tonight. Had some difficulties, but I am so happy to be here. Thank you all so much for joining me. A few quick mentions real quick. Please continue to follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR. That's DrewBTR. Follow our co-host as well, Shayna Mayfield. Not sure if Shayna's going to be with us tonight. I know she has some things going on, but follow her on Twitter as well at Shayna, ShanaMayfield. So you can keep up with us and check out our website, of course, thedrewshow.com. Such a pleasure, like I said, you guys joining us. We recently had some X Factor contestants on the show. They were so much fun to have on. Such a great bunch of guys and girls, and I wish them nothing but the best and all happiness. And we're actually going to have some more X Factor contestants on the show very soon. We're really looking forward to that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We have an amazing show for everyone today. Excuse me, I sound out of breath. I just got finished running through the studio to make this show happen tonight. So please excuse me. so excited to bring this show to you guys tonight. We have an amazing artist on the show. We have an amazing artist on the show with us tonight, Christian music singer Dara McLean. She has a new album, You Got My Attention, with 12 amazing tracks, one of my favorite Suitcases. I am so pleased to welcome her to the show today, Miss Dara McLean. Dara, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Such a pleasure to have you on. I've been a big fan for a real long time, and it's such a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Thank you so much for saying that, and thanks for letting me be on today. I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited as well. And now, I know you grew up in Fort Worth, Texas, and as I hear, that's where you currently make your home at now.
Yeah.
So how do you like living in Fort Worth? What is there to do there?
I love Fort Worth, and the reason why I love it is because it's kind of perfectly reminiscent of the simple life, and I think as I'm constantly traveling and on the road, there is nothing better than just coming home and spending time with my family, my baby niece and nephew. My sister and brother-in-law live in the development literally across the street. And, you know, my puppies are home and my parents and just loving on everybody. And, yeah, and too, I mean, we have this amazing downtown area, you know, and there's like little, not street lights, but oh, what are they called? The little lights that hang and, like, this ambiance and these amazing restaurants. And it's just kind of, like, the perfect, like, everything you need is in one place. But
right.
It's not overdone. It's understated, but it's kind of perfect just as it is. And so I really, really, really love Fort Worth. And again, it's just because it's home.
Yeah, one place I've always wanted to visit is Texas, and I know a lot of people from Texas, and we were just talking a minute ago how we had some X Factor contestants on this show from Texas, and it's such a pleasure. Everybody talks high of Texas and how great it is. Now, my geographic location is horrible here, but do you ever go to any Texas Ranger games or Dallas Cowboy games?
You know, my father is a big fan of both. He recently went to a Rangers game, and I really want to go to a Cowboys game. I have not gone. I've gone to a couple Rangers games. It's been a minute, but I think I would much rather see football live and in person. So that's definitely on the to-do list, and hopefully it'll happen sooner than later.
Right. Well, I hope so. That'd be great. I'd love to check out Dallas Cowboys Jumbotron. That thing's pretty awesome.
I know, right?
Even on TV.
I know. I want to see the action up close and in person.
Right. Well, Dara, like I said, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and I think that you're just an amazing, amazing Christian singer. Now, what I was reading on your website is you started singing at your church at a very, very young age, and you were 11 years old. Is that right?
Actually, it rhymes with 11. I started singing like around the age 7, but we had not moved to Fort Worth yet. We were in Rockwall, Texas. I was born in Florida. We moved to Rockwall, Texas, like around 5, 6. And then I moved to Fort Worth whenever I was like around 7. And I've been at the church that I still consider my home church since the age of 8. And, you know, God's so faithful. He really knows what we need, like within the tailor-made plan that he has in our lives. And growing up in the local church, I'm so thankful for it, and church community, and literally everything that I needed for my, you know, quote-unquote school was right there week in and week out as I got to serve you know, discover, like, girls ministry and be, you know, praise and worship leader and mm-hmm. work with a choir and, you know, lead a band and stuff like that. It's amazing how everything was really honestly right there for me to just kind of learn and grow and to have an atmosphere where I didn't have to get it perfect, you know, because I never, ever will. But just really, it was just kind of the perfect training ground, if you will.
You sound like you came from an amazing family, a great family.
Well, thanks for saying that.
You know, I have to say, though, there's a big difference between, you know, loving going to church every day and coming from a great family and having the nerve to get up on stage and sing. And for me, I couldn't do it. I'd drop the microphone. I'd be shaken to death. What was it about singing that you knew you wanted to do that, especially at such a young age?
Well, you know, I will definitely say that it's not like I don't go through the awful nervous, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this thing? I actually think that really, it keeps me on my knees because I'm constantly like, God, I just, you know, I just want to get out of the way and I just want boldness and I want you to be seen and heard and like, I can't do this in my own strength and like, just help me, you know? And so I'm constantly just in such need of the Lord, which I'm thankful for because I don't ever want to minister, you know, out of a place of like, oh, I got this, you know, because that would never be the case. And but I'm super thankful, and thank you for saying what you did about my family. You know, we are not a perfect family by any means, but I think that if your family loves you, if they support you, if they want to see the plan of God on your life fulfilled, like you couldn't, that to me is perfect, you know? And so my parents at a very young age, I'm so thankful. They didn't say, you know, you can be anything. They said, like, we see a gift on the inside of your life, and we believe within the plan that God has for you, you can do the impossible through him, and you can give him all the glory and just watch him beautifully unfold your life, you know? And so until I was old enough to run with those things by myself, they were, you know, kind of holding me, if you will, and helping me run towards all things that had to do with the stage. I grew up singing, acting, dancing, all of the above, and it's just amazing. Again, it was just the things that I needed to do the very things that I'm doing now. And, you know, it was a really long process, but what's awesome about it is I look back and it's like, man, let your roots go deep, like serve people, love on people, and like within that, you're just really set up for success in God's estimation, which is what matters. So, you know, I'm in the journey and the process, super thankful, and I really love my job, so.
Wow, I love that you say that. That's such a strong statement by you. And I was going to ask you this later, but I'm going to ask you this now. And you may have just pretty much answered it right there. But there's so much going on now in the world with music and with entertainment. There's so many bad things, so many bad critics and non-believers and people trying to get people to believe a different way and everybody trying to catch somebody doing something bad. For instance, TMZ recently with Jason Aldean. But you yourself, though, how have you been able to stay, you know, stay so positive and stay so Christian-oriented even though all this bad stuff is happening?
Honestly, can I just... The only word that comes to mind every single day of my life is grace. And I was talking, I just got out of a co-write just now, you know, I'm working on my material for my new record and stuff like that, and had just the best co-write ever literally like 30 minutes ago. And we were talking about grace and how it's literally, it kind of feels like this almost a fluid-like thing that surrounds you and moves with you and allows you the opportunity to not have to get it right all the time, but it doesn't define you as anything other than the way that God sees you. And, you know, I mean, Jesus already went to the cross. He paid a price so that we could really experience, like, a redeemed life, you know? And I think a lot of times we choose the habits and the mistakes and the failures, and we choose the lies and we get lost in those things and we stay in those things. And I know because I've done it more time than not, but today, like, you know, my dad and I were talking this morning and I was had just like a really sweet time in the Word, and I called my dad and I just needed to talk through some things with him. And he said, you know, the Bible says like mercy is new every morning. And he said, but God is not confined by time. Like morning is in every moment that you need new mercy to be awakened, to be available to you. And it really just so struck me. And I was like, you know, right now in this moment, like the mercy of God, it's enough. It's here. And the grace of God is sufficient for me to boast in my weakness, because in my weakness, he's my strength, you know?
Wow. That's amazing. Preach it, please.
Thank you, sir.
you finished it with a sir thing. That makes me feel so
old. I'm sorry.
Old.
Okay, wait. Drew, I need to know, this accents rub off on me, and I really don't have like a Texan accent, but where are you from?
South Georgia.
Okay, I'm like, you have the best Southern accent ever.
Do you realize you're the fourth person that's told me that today, pretty much?
Well, it's because it's significantly good.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I don't hear it myself unless I say y'all, though. That's the only time, I think.
Well, see, I don't hear it. I do actually say y'all, I think, quite a bit, but everyone's like, we don't hear an accent on you at all. But if I get around someone with an accent, then it comes out a little bit. So I was just curious.
Yeah. You know, I remember a few months ago, Dara, and you were touring around with the Joy FM out of Florida.
Yes. Oh, I miss that was such a sweet time. We were with the morning cruise, Carmen, Dave, and Bill. We were doing the summer cruise, and it was such a sweet time. The people were amazing. We had a blast.
You sounded like you had a great time, and you were actually. Do you remember when you were at Truett's in Griffin signing?
Yes.
I was on my way to meet you that day. Something came up. I had to turn around and leave, and I couldn't make it back that day. And in Griffin, Georgia. So that was a bummer. But I'm so happy to be talking to you now. But I would have loved to have met you that day.
I can't believe Well, you were there in spirit.
Absolutely. There you go. I mean, I listened to you guys every morning, and you sounded like you were having such a great time. And you know, I'm gonna have to put you on the spot for just a second.
Do it.
So I heard one morning when I was going to work, you were doing voices. Is that right?
What kind of voices?
They had you doing voices of from a movie.
You don't remember this? Yes. I'm with you. I'm tracking.
Yes, and it seemed very embarrassing for you. So how was that?
Okay, so you're talking about, so we went together and we saw Brave, and it was awesome. And so I was trying to do this Scottish accent.
Right, exactly.
And I can only do a British accent, and sometimes because I'm hanging around with my Aussie friends, because we're on the Proof of Your Love tour with For King and Country and Jason Castor, all that to say, the Aussies are rubbing off, and I think they're really affecting my British accent. But at the time, they were joking around with me because, like, I will joke in a British accent often, and it comes and goes. I don't know why or what happens or how it happens, really, and sometimes it just comes out. And then, so we were trying to do, like, the Scottish accent, and it was a bit challenging for me. But we went for it. It was ridiculous, but we made fools of ourselves and had a great time doing it.
It was so funny, and everyone, you've got to Google it. I'm sure it's still on the website. I saw it about a month ago. You've got to go on the website and look it up. The Joy FM, they play in Atlanta and Florida and a lot of more places. I can't remember exactly where they air, but I know Atlanta and Florida are real big.
Yeah.
So. Dara, like I said, thank you so much for coming on. And you have a new album. You got my attention. It has 12 tracks on it. Tell us about this album.
This album, it's been out for a little over a year, and it has been. This album is a bit just what life is for me. It's like. I'm constantly, like, learning and growing and so encouraged by, like, what God is doing. And it's interesting because songs that I wrote years ago that were on that record and songs that I wrote, you know, just leading up to that record and even the singles that are out because of that record, it's interesting that now a year, you know, into the record being released, they have a completely different meaning for me almost every time I do them. And it's amazing. It's kind of like, you know, whenever you read a scripture and people say this all the time because it's true, you could be on one scripture for the rest of your life and get something new out of it because that's how multifaceted God is, you know, the creator of the universe. And for me, like, when I talk about free, you know, it came from a specific time in my life, a specific story that something that had happened to me. But now I'm like, I the revelation of freedom and understanding how to, like, walk in that and remain in that is something that I have to, like, you know, learn about every single day and apply that, you know, and there's enough grace for today to understand those things and walk in those things. And I love that. I love how God works. So the album is life. It's just kind of like the story of my life, and the next one will be, you know, where I am at that time in life as well. So.
Absolutely, and one of my favorite tracks from the CD is Suitcases, and we're gonna play that in just a second. Did this track come from a real hard life experience for you?
Suitcases. Thank you, by the way. I'm so glad that you like it. That makes my heart happy. My dad has taught a class at the church that we've gone to for about 7 or 8 years, and it's called Knowing God Intimately. And he was speaking one Sunday morning. I had just done worship, like, for my parents, and I went to go sit down. And randomly, my dad is never, I mean, he says new things all the time, but he says it in a way that's familiar to me because I'm his daughter. I've grown up hearing him talk a certain way. And he, one Sunday morning, he said, "You can't run when you're holding suitcases." And it literally stopped me in my tracks a bit and was like this kind of mental gut punch. And I thought, wow, I totally get that. And so Monday morning, I got on a plane and I had a writing session with my producer. And while I was on the plane, I opened up my journal and I saw where I had written it. And this melody and this chorus just dropped in my heart. And I felt like, for me, it was just perfect word picture to say, like, you know, the stuff that I hold on to, almost like it's precious. It was actually, baggage was created as robbery for me, you know? And right, I think a lot of times we hold on to those things, you know, and it's kind of the metaphor of, like, you know, like imagine a picture of an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or like a baby blanket that represents like insecurities or just hurts or fears. And it's like we hold on to this stuff and we don't realize like it was created to literally steal from us for the rest of our lives. And what my hope and my prayer is that it would just be this really groovy anthem that causes us to kind of like hold hands and let go of those things daily and enjoy, again, freedom in Christ.
Right. Absolutely. I love the song, by the way. Like I said, I absolutely love this song, Suitcases. Let's listen to it now. The Suitcases by Derek McLean.
How can you move when they're weighing you down? What can you do when you're tied to the crown? Yeah, you carry your burdens heavy like gravity. Just let them go now. There's freedom in release. You can't run when you're holding suitcases. It's a new day. Throw away your mistakes and open up your heart. Lay down your guard. You don't have to be afraid. Your love can be lifted. There's a better way when you know you're forgiven.
And that was Suitcases by Dara McLean. Check her out on her website, daramclean.com. Her new album, You Got My Attention. Dara, like I said, again, I love the song. You did an amazing job with that.
Aw, thank you, Drew. I so appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you. And you're actually on tour right now, and I know in 2 days you're going to be in Virginia. So tell us about this tour.
Well, it's a really special one because my label mates as well as brothers, not in flesh but or in blood but in spirit, for King and Country and Jason Castro. For King and Country and I, we were on tour for about 3 months last year on Winter Jam together, and we kind of, there's a bit of an irreplaceable bond that I have for them. You know, they're kind of the brothers that I never had. And someone said it last weekend. Last weekend was our first tour kickoff weekend for the Proof of Your Love tour. And someone said it, said there's, you know, just such a sweet spirit about it. And what I love the most is we do our individual sets, but then at the end of the night, we kind of do an artist in the round set where all of us are out there on the stage and we get to enjoy each other's music and be a part of it and worship kind of collectively with, you know, the friends and the audience that have come to spend the evening with us. And it's just really special, and we just get to take time that you wouldn't normally get to take on a regular tour to just love on people and just, you know, it's a bit tailor-made every night. And so we just encourage everybody to come out and spend time with us. We're having the best time. It's only been the first weekend, but I hope it doesn't end. You know, it's one of those things. So.
Right. I can imagine it's really special. And I know you've worked with several Christian artists before, and you mentioned Jason Castro, and I love Jason. If everyone doesn't remember Jason, of course, he was on American Idol a few years back, and I love Jason. I think he's a great performer as well. Who do you really, in the future, who do you hope to work with, or do you have anyone lined up that you're going to do a track with?
If you want to know the truth, my little kid, you know, feels like Christmas, kind of not, hopefully not too far distant future dream would be to do some kind of collaboration with Bear, the lead singer from Need to Breathe. I love what they do. I think that they're phenomenal and just really, really do things in the multiple worlds, if you will, very well. And I really love what they do. And there are so many people that I respect and love and support. But they're definitely somebody that would be a very fun thing to check off the list.
I cannot wait till you come back to Georgia next time, and I hope to be able to meet you the next time you do come back. I think that would be great.
I would love that.
I definitely would. And like I said, everybody can check you out on your website, daramclean.com, as well as on Twitter at daramclean. Dara, thank you so much for joining us. Such a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, Drew, I so appreciate it again, and thanks for letting me hang out with you and all the friends there.
Well, thank you as well, and God bless you. And I you're an amazing singer, amazing performer, and I wish you nothing but the best as you move forward.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye. That was Christian singer Dara McLean. Such a pleasure to have her on. Like I said, you can check her out, daramclean.com. It's daramclean.com. I know you will love her music as much as I do. She, like I said, she is a great performer. Such a pleasure. Such a sweet girl to have on. And I could not ask for a better person in the world. She has the love of God and love of the Holy Spirit, and she loves what she does as a thing. And you could tell someone like her, she loves what she does, and she doesn't do it for the money. She does it for God, and she does it to please her listeners and everything. And I think that's what's amazing. And unfortunately, I think that's what a lot of people have forgotten in the world, that it is for the Holy Spirit, and it is for everything else, and it's not for themselves, you know. But again, thank her so much, and please follow us on Twitter at DrewBTR, DrewBTR, as well as our co-host Shayna Mayfield. So sorry she couldn't join us tonight. She will be with us next time. Follow her on Twitter, shanamayfield. Follow her on Twitter as well. thank you all so much again. So sorry for any confusion or anything like that. We've had some things going on, but we will have them straightened out by the next show. But again, thank you all, and good night.